It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The U.S. Supreme Court last month ruled that online retail outlets had to collect sales tax for states. And now Wisconsin is setting up its tax rules. What does the state's nonpartisan budget office have to say about the projected numbers? WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel Wright is with us by Skype this morning. Morning, Laurel.
Good morning, Carrie.
So the governor's office confirmed last week that the state will start collecting sales tax from online stores on October 1st. Give us a refresher. How did we get to this point?
So this is something that's been on the political radar of state politicians and federal politicians, really, for quite a while, because it's something that people have been angling to do, to tax these online retailers. And they haven't been able to do so until the Supreme Court case, in cases where that retailer doesn't have a brick and mortar presence in the state. So that's been a way to get some additional taxes. That's something that's been sort of on the wish list of people who have been wanting to find additional revenue sources. And so the state of Wisconsin was pretty prepared for this to happen. They were kind of waiting for either a federal law change. I think they actually thought that was more likely, a federal law change, or this federal, you know, U.S. Supreme Court decision.
So Amazon does have a brick and mortar facility here. So do we already get charged when we order from Amazon? Do we get charged sales tax from Wisconsin?
We do. Yes. So Wisconsin is a little bit of a unique case in that regard because we do have a distribution center here. So that allows us to tax Amazon, whereas, you know, other states that don't have those distribution centers couldn't. So people who make online purchases from Amazon won't see a change after this new state policy goes into place. But say you buy from other online retailers that don't currently have a brick and mortar presence in Wisconsin, like Wayfair. That's actually the company that's named in the Supreme Court lawsuit.
Right.
So sales tax would be in effect for them, for example, starting on October 1st.
Okay, so the Legislative Fiscal Bureau released estimates last week about how much we can expect from online sales taxes. What are we looking at?
So we're looking at about $90 million for the first year. Hmm. So they're counting on starting October 1st. And then $120 million in the second year, and then years after that. Of course, it gets a little bit squishy anytime you make financial projections too far into the future.
Right.
But those first 2 years, they're thinking $90 million and $120.
Why the $30 million discrepancy?
I think that's just because of the first year of implementation and any hiccups, changes, kind of ramping things up, things like that.
So we are talking to Laurel Wright about sales tax implementation in Wisconsin after the Supreme Court decided that online sales should be taxed and that money should go to the state. We are taking your calls on this, 800-642-1234. You can email at ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. So we're going to get $90 million the first year, maybe, and $120 million the second year. The question of the hour is, where does that money go? Who gets to use it?
So what's kind of interesting about this, and I mentioned this before, is that politicians were anticipating something like this happening. So it's actually already written into state law what we do with this money. So it was part of the 2013 budget, and then it was amended in the 2017 budget. And basically what that law says is that if there's any change to federal law that expands the ability of the state of Wisconsin to tax people, that money, that additional money, needs to be funneled directly to income tax relief. Now, there was a little bit of confusion, or maybe not confusion, but just questioning about whether this was a federal law change because it was a Supreme Court decision.
Mm.
But the governor's administration confirmed last week that they are treating this as, you know, they're moving forward as this law would say, and they're going to implement on October 1st and start funneling that money to income tax relief.
Income tax relief. What is the average taxpayer going to see changed in their paycheck for the state of Wisconsin?
So the average taxpayer is going to get about $52 a year of a break on their income taxes.
Ooh.
Of course, it depends on, you know, how much money you make. If you're paying less, you're going to get less. If you're making more, you're you're going to get more back.
Is there a percentage that we can put on this?
I don't remember the percentage off the top of my head.
It is a
percentage, so that's why it varies based on how much you make.
So I'm assuming that there are critics of this move. I'm assuming there are people who want this $90 million and then $120 million to go perhaps into schools, which were cut a few years ago. What are critics saying else other than that? Well, and including schools.
Right. So there has been some pushback saying, you know, if we get this additional funding, it needs to go to things that we think need additional money in the state of Wisconsin. So instead of funneling it to income tax relief, doing things like sending the money to schools or, of course, the ever popular topic in Wisconsin, road funding.
Yes.
Sending that money to roads. So that's definitely been part of the conversation. I haven't noticed, at least thus far, as much of kind of political pushback back and forth about this issue than there has been about, say, the child tax refund that we got some news about last week, or the sales tax holiday that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Those are both initiatives from the governor. But people have certainly said that they would funnel the money to different places.
Child tax refund. That happened a couple of months ago. What was the news that came up last week?
So last week we got the numbers on how many people claimed that $100 per child tax refund. So it wasn't the full, I think it was 670,000 people that the state had calculated were going to be eligible to claim that. And it was more than 100,000 less than that that ended up claiming that refund. They had between May 15th and July 2nd to go ahead and claim that. It's a one-time credit. So now that the door is closed on that, people can't claim that $100 per child
anymore.
Wait a second.
People left money on the table.
They sure did, yeah.
Per child. So somebody with three children left $300 on the table because they didn't do what they needed to do to get the free money from the government.
Right. That's right. So they either needed to call the state to claim, you know, you've got to prove that you have a kid, obviously.
Obviously.
So either get on the website or call the state to get that money. And it was more than 100,000 people that left or families that left that money on the table.
So what is that money going to go to now that it's not spent on the people who have kids and didn't get the money?
We don't know yet. I mean, we know that the full estimate, if everybody had claimed it, it was going to cost $122 million. So we know it's not going to cost that much. We don't know how many children were claimed. We know how many claims were filed. So you can file one claim for three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get the full price tag from the state at some point, and then we'll know how much money is left over from that 122. And then, of course, we'll be asking the governor's office, hey, where does that extra money go?
So going back to the sales tax thing, Wisconsin has collected sales tax online, you know, mostly because of Amazon. Are there other examples of things that get taxed that we have some experience in here?
Well, I mean, the primary experience that we have is with Amazon, and it's helpful to sort of frame this issue and say, you know, we have been taxing online retailers like Amazon. It's just the expansion of that to other large retailers. And what's kind of interesting is that it really just sort of depends on how many people buy from other big online shops, how much money we make, and whether you actually personally save money or not. The average person, like we said, is going to get that $52 break. But if you're a real online spender and you really like ordering from, you know, Overstock.com or something,
right.
Your taxes might end up going up.
Interesting.
On how much you buy.
We've got a few phone calls, actually. We wanted to talk to Dwayne in Hayward. Dwayne, welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome. I think the Supreme Court got this wrong because Constitution is very specific that there's no taxes, tariffs, levies on goods from other states. How they skipped around that issue is just totally boggling to me. But this is just shows that the government has an unending demand and a need for money. Instead of increasing taxes, we should cut government funding and programs.
Thank you for that, Duane. I'm going to go to Jimmy, who might have something to say about the demand for money the government has. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Yeah, morning. I think that the money should go to road construction because all this e-commerce, the stuff has to get your house somehow, whether it's the post office or UPS or the Federal Express. So, right. You know, it doesn't do much good to get $52 back when you're paying $1,000 for new shocks on your car.
That is a good point. Road construction, Laurel, we've talked about it a lot on this show. You hear about it a lot. You know, we have one point of view saying make government smaller, don't tax. And we have another point of view saying, yeah, let's tax to actually fix our roads so that we don't have to pay so much more money to fix our cars.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a great summation of the debate that we've been having in Wisconsin and sort of the political polls that are engaging in this conversation for quite a while. I think a lot of people are pushing back and saying that if we get additional revenue like this, it needs to be funneled to things like roads or things like schools. But the governor has showed again and again that he thinks if there's savings, if there's additional money that comes in, it needs to be funneled right back to the taxpayer, whether that's through property tax relief or income tax relief. So this is a great example of just that political, philosophical difference that a lot of people have.
We are talking to Laurel White. She is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, and you can follow her on Twitter at LKWhite. Thanks for being here, Laurel.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Earlier this hour, we heard from State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson and the lawyer for John McAdams in the state Supreme Court case, McAdams versus Marquette. As we continue coverage of this issue, tune in to Central Time on Tuesday for their conversation with McAdams himself about the case. This is Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.